Oh, okay. That's a good book. They're getting ready to update it.
Again?
What edition is that?
Oh, hi folks, did you hear me? I just started. Was I muted?
Evidently.
Oh, I was. Okay, let me start over. Good evening, everybody. This is a regular meeting of the Pacifica National Board. Today's Thursday, August 5th, 2021. The time is 11:20 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Polina Vasilyev, the Secretary of the Pacifica National Board, standing in place of Chair Alex Steinberg. And Madam Recording Secretary, please take the roll.
I will do so. Chris Corey.
I'm here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Jose Gutierrez.
Present.
Good. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark. Let's assume Dwayne is muted while driving. Ali Laksa.
Here.
Good. Thomas O'Rourke.
Here.
Good. I understand that Jim Osborne is excused. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer. Ralph Pointer. Okay, we'll come back to Ralph. Sandra Rawline.
I'm here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner. Beth von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Okay, let's go back to Dwayne Lark. Don't know what to do about that. And Ralph Pointer. Ralph Pointer. Okay, I am not hearing Dwayne or Ralph. Andrea.
Marianne, we can correct the record once they come back on if needed. Go ahead.
Andrea Turner. Okay, not hearing. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Good. Anita Sims.
Presente.
Bueno. Polina Vasilyev.
I'm here.
Good. Is Arthur Schwartz on this call? I gather not. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Good. And I am here. So we have three people who are probably present, but we can't hear them.
That's fine. We'll correct that. And thank you. Now, the next order of business is two reports out. We have a report out from closed session of July 29th of 2021, and it reads, the Pacifica National Board met in closed session to discuss confidential matters regarding personnel and legal issues. Then we have a report out from our closed session that just took place from today, 8/5/21, and it reads, the Pacifica National Board met in closed session to discuss legal, proprietary, and personnel, proprietary, and legal issues. Now, we had three excused absences in the closed session, and those were Alex Steinberg, Jim Osborne, and Tom Voorhees. Can I hear a motion to excuse these directors from the open session as well?
So moved, Chris Corey.
Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Heather.
Thank you. Are there any objections to excusing the directors for this session? Hearing no objections, those directors are excused. Now we need to identify timekeepers. Would the same folks want to continue doing us a favor, or
are we back on yet?
Yes, we're back. Ralph Pointer. Thank you, Ralph.
Ah.
So.
Yes. And Andrea Turner, present.
Great.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind continuing if Julie doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, Polina, I'll do it as well.
Wonderful. Thank you. So we have Lawrence with items and Heather Gray keeping time for people. The next order of the business is item two, agenda approval. That's a 10-minute item. And I'll read the agenda. Item three is approved minutes of the open sessions of July 15th and July 29th. That's a 5-minute item. Item four is a report and Q&A from our interim executive director, Lydia Brazon. That's a 10-minute item. Item five is a report from our interim CFO, Anita Sims. That's a 10-minute item as well. Item six is committee reports. And that's a total of approximately 60 minutes. And then we adjourn. Would anybody like to move to approve, to adopt the agenda? Anybody?
I move to adopt the agenda, Lawrence.
Thank you, Lawrence. Is there a second?
John will second.
Thank you. Are there any amendments to the agenda as presented? Lawrence, go ahead.
I want to know if this this question is in order at this point in time. I'd like to move that doing committee reports for the programming committee that that the programming the PNB programming chair be allowed to present her motion on behalf of the committee.
Is there a second?
I seek a second.
Julie, second.
Okay. Are there any objections to the amendment to invite the BNB Programming Committee Chair, Nancy Saibara-Naratomi, to present the motion? Hearing no objections, Lawrence, have you already contacted Nancy?
No, Chair. I will contact her once she's up on the agenda. Okay. Do you need me to contact her now?
Well, just to let her know that we will want to hear from her because it is late in Houston, later, 2 hours.
I'll do that right now.
Thank you for that. Okay. So now the amendment has been accepted. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Oh, yes, Beth, I see your hand. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I have a question. I'm not sure where this would belong, but to the best of my knowledge, the elections committee has not been meeting, and we seriously need a functional elections committee at this point. So I would like to request a report from that committee for next, soon. The next time we meet, I guess that's only next week. I'm not sure, where to put that or in what form.
Yeah, me either. Any suggestions from?
Yeah, Chair. Lawrence?
Yes. Yes, Lawrence.
I think the chair should ask for a director to volunteer to convene the elections committee, because at this point it has not been convened in quite some time. So I would ask the chair pro temp to ask for a director to volunteer to convene the committee.
I like that suggestion. Is there any director who is willing to volunteer to convene the elections committee as soon as possible?
Chair, I will volunteer to convene the committee because it needs to be convened.
Lawrence, thank you.
But I am not gonna chair. I'm a member of the elections committee, but I will not. My plate is filled with work and life and all of that, and the committees that I serve on.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence, and please remind me to send you the current composition of that elections committee for your if you need it.
I certainly will.
Great. Thank you. Okay. So in that case, I will ask again, are there any objections to adopting the agenda as amended? Hearing no objections, the agenda is adopted. And the next order of business is approving the minutes of the open sessions of July 15th and July 29th. Can I hear a motion to approve those minutes for the open sessions?
Are there any corrections?
I so moved.
Mr. Tatum, thank you so much for reminding me. I should have asked first, are there any corrections being offered at this time?
Julie?
Yes, Julie.
I was listed as excused for the closed session for the 15th, but not the open session.
Thank you for that. Then we will correct that immediately.
Thank you.
Marianne, did you get that? Okay.
Yes.
Great. And are there any other corrections? Hearing none, I heard somebody move to, was it Lyndon?
If there are no corrections, they're automatically approved.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for that again. Okay, so then the minutes are approved with the correction. And the next order of business is, let me see now, we have our report by Lydia Brazon, the Interim Executive Director. That's a 10-minute item for the report and Q&A. Lydia, you have the floor.
Oh, okay. Well, most of the stations have completed their fund drive. It was the usual summer doldrums, and people are, it's usually kind of anemic. Some stations doing better than others, some taking a little bit longer, and some that need a good deal more support. So I would urge the listeners to get your friends to start listening. I think that's the main thing, is that if we want to do something for Pacifica, is to have your friends and families stress the importance of a Pacifica. They may not know about Pacifica. Pick your favorite show, have them tune into that, either terrestrially or online. All of our stations have much of their programming, if not all, accessible through streaming. And so I would urge each of the listeners, for those who are listening, to please do that kind of, engage in that kind of outreach. I know everybody receives all kinds of appeals, especially since COVID. And please understand that we were able to maintain most of our foundation intact during COVID. And certainly health-wise, fortunately, we didn't have the losses that others have experienced, but we have certainly had to share the responsibility and the burden and the shrinking of donations, which is totally understandable under the circumstances. So please let everyone lend a helping hand in that regard. But other than that, I'll take questions.
Thank you, Lydia. I see Beth von Gunten has her hand up still. Is that from the previous one, or Beth, do you want to be on the staff?
That's because I don't have any way to take my hand down.
No problem. I can help. Okay. Any questions for Lydia? Well, hearing no requests for the staff. Oh, yeah.
I have a big question. Lydia, are we sending out an appeal letter to the network and other potential donors?
Well, we have an appeal letter as part of our different announcements. For example, as you know, Pacifica National does not have the airwaves to have its own appeal, but we try not to interfere with the station's fundraising appeals. But nevertheless, as you know, when I make certain announcements, when we announce the Miquel Calzada, we at the bottom of each message that I send out, we do have an appeal to go to the website, and we always raise funds that way. There's no doubt about it. And we're going to be sending one out this week also, because announcing our general manager in Houston, and who will start on August 15th. And of course, the appeal is also included in that. But there will also be probably right before, either right at the end of August or right at the beginning of September would be ideal, a recap of where we are. And certainly this marks a remarkable time period in that for years, for a multiplicity of reasons and situations, is that we had fallen behind with the audits, and now we are current with the audits, and we are also, we just completed the 990, and so we'll be completely current, which really helps in making applications for grants and the like. And so all of that is the first time we've been able to do that since 2012. So that's a significant achievement, and something that was a foundation-wide effort. So I will be sending something out that would include that, of course.
This is James with a question.
Go ahead, James.
Lydia, I think it was sometime early last year, we had a motion, I think that came from the Finance Committee, about doing some national days of on-air fundraising across the network. And we did have the one effort. Are you planning any others upcoming, or, you know, anything on the on your agenda for that?
No, I don't think so. And I'll tell you, I mean, a great deal of work went into it, and we had some fantastic interviews with, you know, with John Densmore, with Director Greg Nava, and that sort of thing. Logistically, here at KPFK, you know, it was certainly a challenge to do it out of KPFK. The phones weren't working. We lost who knows how much money in the early morning during Sojourner Truth, of people calling in, and you couldn't pick up the phone, so nothing was set up. So it's it did not work out. And also now, because of COVID, we are unable, especially in California, in order to have people in the phone room, they would have to be, we'd have to confirm their vaccination status, no doubt, and that sort of thing. So we have not returned to a live phone room. The answering services seem to be not raised. I mean, we don't get as much when we're using the phone service. Calls are lost, and so on and so forth. But we have not resolved the issues that we encountered then. When we do, I'll go back to that model for sure. But we're going to try to compensate in other ways and expand also our Pacifica TV aspect, still trying to become, you know, multimedia, and go back to promoting that. We're finding new volunteer talent to help us in that regard.
Thank
until
you.
Until we can do that national day of fundraising nationally.
Thank you. I was temporarily off Zoom, so if I missed anybody requesting the stack, I apologize. Anybody else? If not, then let's move on to the next item. Excuse me. The next item on the agenda is a report from Anita Sims, our ICFO, and that's a 10-minute item with a Q&A included. Go ahead, Anita.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to kind of comment on the same thing that Lydia just said. The 990 or the tax return will be submitted, returned back to the auditors, or I think it was tonight. It has been signed, approved, and everything. So we met the deadline on that. We also have the June financials, and staff is working on July. So I'm hoping to have that hopefully by next Monday. If not, it will be next week. We also are able to start on 2022 budgets, if you will. And I realize we still have some to present to the Finance Committee. But other than that, we're doing well. I feel very comfortable with our work so far and where we're at. Thank you. And if you have any questions, be happy to answer.
Thank you, Anita. Excuse me?
Did somebody Thomas to the stat.
Yes, Thomas.
This could be for Lydia or Anita. Lydia, you mentioned earlier that most of the stations seem to be finishing their fund drive. I don't believe PFW has barely begun. I thought we were still in our first week. But do you have any a sense of the percentage of versus the goal, the percentage of that was raised in each of the stations? That's my first question. My second is, in terms of grant writing, will there be an attempt? I mean, I think every station has or aspires to have a development director and a grant writer, but is there any attempt to sort of centralize this and coordinate writing grants across the network? In other words, could you apply for national grants that could be divvied up into packets of money for each of the stations, or is it sort of each station is on their own in terms of applying?
Thank you. So besides the station, we have units like the archives. Pacifica Archives applies for grants regularly, and so there's that effort. So we're not going to interfere with whatever local grants are being applied for, unless it interferes like it did with, you know, back with PPP when New York applied erroneously and it duplicated and kind of slowed our efforts. But that aside, what I'm looking at now, and sometimes it has to do with who you can find. My experience with development directors is that you'll hire a development director who's very good at writing grants, but not good at other kinds of development. They're not good at the one-on-one going to people and asking for money. Or you'll find someone that's great at asking for money, but they don't do grants. So you'll find another one, you know, so they all kind of have their specialty. But right now what I'm thinking about doing, because I have been looking for, and I've asked several board members also to help me find a grant writer that kind of fits the bill, is to find a grant writer that looks both at the national and can also look at the local and help stations get their grants as well, in addition to the global grants that we can get, or in addition to a grant, let's say, in order to buy the equipment that has all the mold and so forth at KPFT, we find a new station site and then we will need to buy new equipment. So there's all kinds of different grants. They're all over the place right now. It takes an enormous amount of time. If anyone who has applied for grants, you know what kind of time and effort it takes. The advantage that we have right now is that we have we no longer suffer from the disadvantage of not having our financials in order. Right now, all we have to do, Anita and I, is we have our completed audits, we have the financials that we can draw from. Those are all templates, and whatever the grant calls for, you can just call from what's already been documented and balanced out and so on and so forth, and our financials are current, as Anita just said. So that is a tremendous advantage. Now we can move forward, and so even some of the challenges of some of the efforts where people are submitting grants, but they were having difficulties because our audits were late and all of these different things, those stumbling blocks are no longer there. So that's what's going to clear the pathway, both for local grants, grant writing, and for the national, that in the end helps all of the stations anyway, because it relieves that pressure.
Thank you. I see Lawrence, your hand is up.
Just quickly, Lydia, briefly. Well, how close are we in regards to regaining our CPB funding?
Well, try as hard as we did, we couldn't make the May deadline. Came very close by finishing it in June, but I'm exploring aspects of the smaller grants from CPB or other grants from CPB. But also, I didn't finish Mr. O'Rourke's other question about the percentages of the fund drive. KPFA, for example, they ended their fund drive a little short, I think 21,000 or something like that short. So they continued doing soft pitches on their program for the rest of the following week and made their goal. So I haven't gotten the reports from all of the stations. Like I said, KPFK was anemic. And WPFW in its first week was doing very well, and you're correct, they're still in fund drive. I misspoke. And BAI is almost always in fund drive, but they have recovered considerably from previous years and from last year as well, and holding their own. KPFT has its logistical challenges right now, again, because they're without a physical station, and we're right now looking for hopefully free space or a lowered rent space for the subscriptions department and for two people that to house the desk, the computers, and the copier and the postage meter. So doesn't have to be a really big office, but that's what we're looking for right now, so they can do their work and keep the money coming in terms of having it processed properly and so forth. So there are logistical challenges at KPFT. The new manager will start on the 15th, which is a Sunday, so let's say the 16th. But and so we will. So that's what we're chipping away. It's hard to gauge exactly with everyone, and I am waiting for more reporting.
Thank you, Lydia. Yes.
Chair, we are at time.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like to move to extend for 2 minutes.
How about you move to extend for 5? I also have a quick comment.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead,
sure.
James.
5. Thank you.
I second, Lawrence.
Yeah, and I wanted to seek the stack as well. Is that what you're...
Yes.
Do you want to hold... I think you have to get a vote on that, or...
Yes, I do ask if there are any objections to extending time for 5 minutes on this item. Hearing objections, time is extended. Who was it first, Laura? No, James, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to get a clarification. I know you said this, but I just want to be sure, because I think we even had a PNB motion at one time that said all grant applications should be appealed through the national office. And I just think I heard Lydia say that she wasn't going to stop anybody from doing that, but should they still be doing that, passing it by you, Lydia?
Yes, absolutely. We just want to make sure that there's no conflicting efforts. You know, I used that one example. It was when everybody was rushing to do PPP, and you had all kinds of brokers out there offering grants that they called by other names. And so WBAI had submitted their grant, which they thought was more local than
national. I'm familiar with that story.
So that became a duplicate. So that is what prompted the fact that people need to be really careful, run everything by myself and Tamara to make sure there's no duplication that's going to cause that kind of effort. Because some of these applications, some of these grants are national and state and at the state level. And so you can still run into that same problem. And so we want to be cognizant of that, while at the same time, some of the grants are very, very local, and we're aware of that as well. But it's good to know. And we have other contractual obligations relative to percentages of the degree of the grant and how they're applied and so on and so forth. So we do need to know.
So I had two more parts to this question, if you don't mind. Or actually, I guess this is just actually a statement and maybe a suggestion to this other stations. I know that WBI is now vigorously requesting on air. We're, you know, having a vigorous campaign seeking grant writers, pro bono grant writers to come in and help us. Mm-hmm. And finally, I just wanted to say that it's not so much that WBI is in constant fund drive or almost constant fund drive. It's that we've developed a new model. We're not setting aside like 30, 35 days to do fund drive. We're doing a little bit of fund drive every day. And that way we find that we're hopefully building our listenership. We're not chasing the listeners away with constant large blocks of fundraising. We're spreading it out and keeping the programming going so that people don't just tune out for the entire length of the fund drive. They know that their programs will be on, just preempted once in a while for a fund drive program. So it's a slightly different than we're in fund drive all the time. We're just doing a little bit of it every day instead of doing a lot of it for, you know, a month at a time. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you, James. If I may, this is Paulina. I'd just like to offer a piece of information. Thomas O'Rourke had asked about percentages. According to Allegiance, KPFK is approximately around 18% towards its goal of 600,000 right now. And we've been in a full fund drive for about a little bit over 2 weeks now, since Monday, July 19th. And that's it. Any other, how are we doing on time, Lawrence?
2 minutes left, 2 minutes.
Any other questions for Anita? Hearing no questions.
I'd ask a follow-up.
Oh, sure.
Just that, and I was aware of that at BAI, the different model. And I think it's certainly worth studying, and especially also how it's being implemented. Something like that reminds me of, you know, God forbid, it's not advertising, but you may want to consider in these soft appeals that are happening more regularly, something that is, you know, something that wakes the listener up, whether it's humor or, you know, I don't know, drama or whatever, but it's, you know, but more seriously, also to find out how quickly could we get a report as to the success of this model, given its, I guess its pilot nature.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yes, Belina, this is Heather. I want to ask a question as well.
Sure.
Of James. James, has WBAI written up anything about this as a model? I mean, have you written it to explain what you're doing?
I think the general manager has written it up probably several times in order to explain it to the staff, as well as to the LSB. So,
could we get a copy of that?
I will request that from the general manager and see what he's got.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I don't Madam see Chair, hands. This is Sandra.
Sandra, go ahead.
So, the general manager in New York has been there for what, 10, 11 years? And he's only now being requested to submit a report, and he is going to do that, and that's great. But, you know, KPFT had a general manager for years, and he did some things great and he did some things awful, but long story short, he held out for a long time. And then there were a series of interim general managers, and then I worked with the Management Selection and Review Committee to get a new pool of candidates. And
we did that, and we forwarded them to our interim executive director, and she picked one, and he declined the job because we waited too long, and then she picked the next one, and he came, and during this time in Texas, it was rough because we had an ice storm to beat the band, and that's when he moved to Houston. But he went to work right away, and he did a really good job. And one of the things that he wanted to do and felt like that he was allowed to do or expected to do was to try to revamp the programming.
Sandra, this is Heather. Your time is up. I just want you to know.
Oh, sorry. I'm rambling. I'm sorry. Long story short, he's gone, and now we're getting a new one. And thanks to the help of Mo from WPFW, I'm hopeful that we can keep KPFT alive. But I do have a lot of questions about the sale of the property at 419 Levitt Boulevard and, you know, how the money that was received from the sale of the house in La Porte was spent.
I have a Jared, point of order.
Thank
yes.
you. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Lawrence, what's your point of order? Or is it still in order?
No, it's just disregarded.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So I think the next order of business is going to the agenda. Thank you for that. Thank you, Anita, for the report. I'm finding my place here. Okay. Committee reports is the next item on the agenda. And we have allocated 20 minutes to the audit committee. Is that necessary? And do we have Eileen Rosen with us?
No, the audit committee is not prepared to report.
Okay.
I don't think there was any communication with Eileen Rosen.
Got it.
Madam Chair, sorry. Don't you have to extend, have a motion to extend past 9 o'clock, past midnight?
Oh, that's, yes, thank you for that, actually. So we only have 3 minutes till midnight Eastern time. So I think we do need to extend in order to cover at least the report from programming that has a motion, perhaps. How do people feel about that? Mm-hmm. Anybody want to move to extend?
Yes,
I will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I heard, was that Sandra?
Yeah.
Okay, so how extend for how long?
5 minutes.
I would suggest 10 at least, because we do want, if that's okay. Yeah?
Okay.
Is that right? Okay. Who will
whatever,
second?
Whatever the body wants to do,
I second.
I'm just requesting we extend time. Thank you.
Laura,
second. Ms. Rowan's.
So great. So that would be extending for 10 minutes from 9. So that would be actually 12. Any objections? Oh, yeah, until 12:10. Mm-hmm. Hearing no objections, we have extended time. Is there anything from the Finance Committee?
I'll just say quickly, in the interest of time, that we began looking at a draft KPFK budget at our last meeting. We will drill down into it at our next meeting. As Anita already announced, we'll be looking at the June financials. And again, in the interest of time, I'll just say that's enough for now. But hooray for the 990s. Thank you, Anita.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none at this time. Anything from Governance Committee? From the Governance Committee?
No. What we have from Governance let me just take a real brief. What we have from Governance Committee was the concern that the National Elections Committee has not been meeting, but that's been resolved by me agreeing to convene. But we thought that was a critical piece to this whole process. And then our motion
in the executive session was the only other thing we have.
Thank you. Is there anything for personnel? Who is the current chair of the personnel committee again?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra.
Okay, so nothing really new to report for personnel. I sent out all of the emails that I could find from the 2020 personnel committee and the 2021 personnel committee. And I sent that to all of the members of the personnel committee. And we have a meeting this coming, I think, Tuesday, might be Monday. Anyway, trying to wade through all of the people who want to be executive director of Pacifica is a daunting task. And we have some history of how to try to do that, but you know, there's no guarantees. That's really all I have to say. I mean, you know, we've got hundreds of applications to look through, and the people that were hired, Livingston and Associates, that were hired to help us with this task, kind of washed their hands of Pacifica. After
Sandra, it sounds like we're getting into personnel matters or proprietary matters.
Okay, I apologize. I'll just sum it up with there's lots and lots of applications to review. And that's where we are. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Questions? Shall we move on? If there are no questions, we can move on to programming. And I believe we do have a report from programming. And I believe Nancy Saibara-Naratomi is with us on the call. Nancy?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Y'all all deserve a medal for your work. The PMB programming the PMB programming committee on July 25th, they passed unanimously the following motion called Pacifica in the Streets Team. Whereas in order for station's breaking news to be timely, be it resolved that the PMB programming committee recommends that each station's management organize and deputize a volunteer Pacifica in the Streets team with a list of the team and their contact info shared among the team, and the list be placed in the control room, allowing the programmer to verify the Pacifica in the Streets team members. And before allowing a 1-minute breaking news broadcast, the programmer shall decide how the breaking news shall be presented, preempting a card or music break, and checking with the IPD or the IGM. The PNB Programming Committee recommends that the PNB instruct the ED to work collaboratively with the GMs to address this goal, with input from the news departments and the producers, and that the ED report the progress to the PNB monthly. Are there any questions? And the reason we came up with this motion is because at all five stations, there is no breaking news format. And we ought to be able to do as well as the commercial stations, don't you think? I mean, our people are just as expertise and dedicated and careful. We should not be beaten by commercial radio, don't y'all think? So,
excuse me, pardon my interruption, but as the recording secretary, I had the original part of the motion, but then you read a whole second paragraph, and I don't have that.
Marianne, Yeah, Marianne, this is Paulina. I forwarded everybody on this call what Nancy has just read. So if you check your email, it will be there.
Including the second paragraph?
That's right. Everything she read. Yeah, because what you have actually is not what Nancy read. Yes, so you have everything there.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, I copied, and what does that mean? It wasn't what Nancy read. I mean, what is being proposed needs to be read.
Right. So you have it, Lydia, in both your Pacific ED and personal email.
Uh-huh.
And what I meant by that is that I inserted a word in there because I misread the motion, and Nancy read it as, because I thought I was just correcting grammar for legibility. That was my mistake. What Nancy just read is in your email. And what I had in the agenda also was missing the second paragraph because I didn't have it at the time of making the agenda. But there you go. Everybody should have the text as read.
Yes, it's originally my fault because I sent it to Paulina and I had forgotten the second part, the little paragraph where we ask, we recommend the ED be involved. So everybody should have the whole thing where the ED will be reporting the progress of this breaking news format to the PNB monthly.
I am not finding that second paragraph. So rather than hold up the meeting, which is already over time, would somebody please post that to me?
I'll post the whole text in the chat right now.
Thank you.
Are y'all too tired to have a question?
Chair, Lawrence seeks recognition.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. And thank you, Nancy, for all your work. You deserve a medal, too. As my mom used to give, she used to give me cheese biscuits. Mm-hmm. She used to give me cheese biscuits, keep me going. Anyway, so I support this motion. We have to really come into the 21st century. And with everything that's happening in our society in regards to immigration raids, children being kidnapped from their parents, people being put in squad cars, the moment of reckoning that we are reckoning with, I think a breaking news allocation is an enhancement to our programming. Thank you.
Chairman, recognition as well.
Yes. Sorry, I heard two people speaking at the same time. I just want to say first that I have just put the second paragraph into the chat, and it was in the email that I forwarded. Who is seeking recognition?
I'll allow her to go first.
Sure. And we are minutes away from time certain. Go ahead.
Yes. There is a word in there before the programmer who decides, you know, well, we'll preempt this cart or we'll preempt the music break, or because some of them are pre-records, they'll have to juggle and put them in. It'll be up to that programmer. But I think the word programmer is the incorrect word. I think it's probably best for the board operator on duty to do this. And I was hoping somebody might amend it, just change the programmer, because it's not necessarily the programmer that's going to be doing this. It'll probably be the board operator. At KPFT, it used to be the programmers did the operation, the board op at the same time. I mean, they did everything. But at the other stations, it's probably a board operator. That's all. I was hoping somebody would amend this. I didn't want to touch it. Because it was already passed by the committee. Yes, somebody has a question or comment?
Jose, I want to say,
Jose Gutierrez Astruzac. Go ahead, Jose.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank Nancy for her report and her attitude and her demeanor, because I think that what she said needs to be said is that we have a level platform here. And I think public and independent radio and media overall are really playing themselves a low card in terms of being competitive. And what I'm observing in new media is that the people who are aligned with us are generating value monetarily and creatively and other means of media through YouTube, through other forms of media and other platforms. And they're more aligned with us because one, the commercial angles are so monotonous and one dimensional and lack an open mind of creative outlet and sources. So I just appreciate that general attitude and that getting the pom-poms out, that people get active and be aware that, you know, we are not second class, second hand, or underneath any other form of media that exists on the planet. We just have to, I think, concert our efforts a little bit, a lot better, I would say, just to begin and starts with the attitude. So I appreciate what you said, Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to say that we are out of time, and I will entertain a motion to extend for 5 minutes just so that we can finish this.
Some more 9 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any objections to extending? Hearing none, I see Heather Gray has her hand up, and also Thomas.
Lena, I'm going to be brief, and this is somewhat related to this motion, which I really appreciate as well. But I think it's a good idea if at some point Pacifica could consider looking for underwriting in small businesses in our communities. We found here in Atlanta, it's just made a remarkable difference. I'm not talking about huge corporate entities. I'm talking about small businesses. So for future reference, I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you. And I also think what is in order now is that somebody move the amendment that Nancy has just suggested, adding after programmer, adding and or board engineer. That would make a lot of sense.
I will go ahead, Julie.
I was going to say I move that we add and board engineer after programmer to the motion.
I second.
Thank you. Any objections to that amendment? Hearing no objections, the motion is amended, and let me know if we're ready to vote on the motion. Yes, Thomas.
Yeah, I want to also support the this motion. I'm on the program committee, and we've talked about this to great length. We realize that the news departments in across the network are very uneven, and in some ways this is aspirational, but it does give some mechanical, you know, procedures as to how it could be implemented. But clearly, breaking news sort of implies you have a sort of a consistent news programming, but it's, you know, and if it needs to be seen in certain stations as sort of the way to begin, I don't know. But I mean, obviously this thing would need to be fleshed out in terms of procedures and how to begin to recruit vetted reporters and that sort of thing. And I support it. At the same time, I see it's aspirational and may have to be implemented in certain stations before the others, but it is several people have said before me, breaking news should be breaking local news, breaking news of a demonstration or a cop riot or a turn in a public event that could be reported, in some sort of formal way, would do a great deal to attract local audiences to our stations. So that, if anything, should motivate us to develop this. Thank you.
Ron, to the set.
Thank you, Ron. We only have 1 minute left.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, Chair.
Thank you. Ron, be brief, please. Ron?
Very brief. In your discussions about this motion, the implementation of it, was there an examination of the potentials, you know, of each station to apply these principles at this time? You say within 30 days, you know, there's a lot going on, you know, at these stations. So just, that's my question. Was there any consideration given to the logistical concerns of putting this together with new GMs and such, and small news departments and non-functioning news departments?
Yeah, we are at time.
There's a word.
Yes.
Yeah, volunteer. It's going to be volunteer, and it's going to be the visionary and the zest and the desire of the manager and the ED.
Yes, and we are out of time.
Producers. And thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We are unfortunately out of time, so there's no more time for discussion. And I know that it's very late, so I think it would be in order to ask if there are objections to approving this motion from programming.
As amended.
As amended, correct. Correct, as amended. Hearing
Sabrina Jacobs object.
Sabrina Jacobs object. Okay, so let's take the vote. Marianne?
Oh, my. Okay. Let me clean up my desktop here. Okay, on the question of adopting
is there
the
a second
programming
objection?
Pardon?
Is there a second objection? Usually one is not enough to require a vote.
I object. I object as well.
Oh, my. Okay. We have two objections. And the issue is the motion of the programming committee. Okay.
Before you start, Marianne, may I approach the chair?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mr. Tate. Yeah, only one objection is necessary to require a roll call vote. However, Robert's Rules of Order says that the chair may ask the person what the objection is, and if it can be resolved within a few statements, the objection could go away. So if the person is objecting because they want a roll call vote, that's a different thing. That's a different
thing. Thank you. That's good to know for the future. We have two objections, so let's proceed with the vote.
Okay.
No need for two.
Chris Court?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lyndon Foley?
Abstain.
Okay. Jose Gutierrez?
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Votes no. Wally James?
Abstain.
Abstains. Dwayne Lark? Okay, we haven't heard from Dwayne. Ali Lexa?
No.
Votes no. Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer? Okay, we'll skip Ralph for the moment. Sandra Rawline?
I vote no.
Votes no. Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton?
Pass.
Passes. Okay. Andrea Turner?
No.
Votes no. Beth Von Gunten? Beth?
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay, we had, let's see, James Sagerton, you passed. Would you care to vote?
I'll vote yes.
votes yes. Okay, let's see. Do we hear anything from Dwayne Lark?
Madam Secretary, neither Dwayne Lark or Val Porter on the call.
Okay, so we get a zero there, and we get a zero from Ralph Pointer. Okay, so I get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no votes. And we have 1, 2, 3 abstentions. The motion passes as amended.
The motion passes as amended, and that's the pretty much all the time we have.
Motion to adjourn.
Second? Any seconds?
Sure, second.
Okay, any objections?
Can't give the technology report.
Next time.
I'm upset.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you so much to everybody who attended. Thanks.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Good job, Paulina. Thank you.
Well done, Paulina.
Thank you.
Very good job.
Thanks. The meeting is adjourned at 21 minutes past midnight. Thank you.
Night.
Good night. Pretty dog.